Hi, my name is Inji, if you haven't met me. Let's all open our Bibles together to the passage for today, which comes from Psalm 90. Yep, so Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the word of God.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kok Chi. You can call me Casey, because I see everyone on stage, they will introduce themselves. So I try to introduce myself. Okay. You can call me Casey or Reverend Hong. Okay. So today the topic is no regrets in your life. Maybe you think that you speak Psalm 90 again. Yes, true, Psalm. Reverend John talked 2 weeks ago. Did you remember what he's talking about? No? No? 2 weeks ago, just you forgot already? Okay, but it's okay. I will preach again for Psalm 90, right? Okay, but I think hope your answer is to be yes, right? You remember what Reverend John has preached. But this week, you know, when I come back from Fiji, I have a good holiday there. I struggle whether I need to change the topic for today's sermon. But finally, I still decided to preach Psalm 90, because I feel I need to preach this topic for you. You are young people. When I was young in your age, I still remember one time I attend my best friend's funeral. I mean, this is a secondary school time. Before that, I don't think life is so short and fragile. At that time, a question came to my mind. Life is really short. What should I do to live better and no regrets? Today, I also want to bring you this question. What should we do so that our life is no regrets? We just read the Bible. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. No matter who you are, how old you are, what achievement you have, or where you live, you have only limited time in your life. Your time on earth is limited. This is real. There is a fact. Do you know what it is? Yeah. This is real. This is a fact. Your time on earth is limited. Oh, life is so pessimistic. Okay? But this is not the message I want to express. I want to let you know, once we accept our life is so short, maybe we can live with different dimensions. We have to ask how we live will be meaningful and no regrets. Diane Hickman, and she said, I don't want to get to the end of my life and find that I live just the length of it. I want to have lived the width of it as well. And also you can see the Bible, Psalm 90, teaches to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In fact, we cannot control our life. We cannot choose where we're born. We cannot choose who is our parents, which generation we are, and we cannot choose even, we don't know how long our life is. But one thing we can manage, we can decide how we live and use this short period of life. Understanding the life is limited, we can best use of our life, the period we are still alive. I don't encourage you just only enjoy your life. Sometimes this kind of living style may be a bit selfish, only concern the things for yourself. We should consider our lifestyle will come up with what kind of meaning, or whether this will end up to a correlation with eternity. This awareness actually let people search the religion. When we treasure our time on earth, that is from the grace of God, we will have different dimensions to see things, and sometimes make us do more important and meaningful things. I don't say the most meaningful things is to do full-time pastor job, like me and John. This is misunderstanding of the Bible. Being a pastor should have calling. Different people will have different calling and mission from God. Not everyone is called to be a pastor. In fact, when you see life interact with life, it's actually amazing. How your life affects others may be very meaningful. No matter what your job is, what kinds of attitude and behavior you are living is reflecting whether you are best using of your life or you're just wasting it. So when I have a YouTube for you to watch, so please.
เขาจะได้อะไร ถ้าเขาทำแบบนี้ทุกวันเขาจะไม่ได้อะไรเลยไม่ได้รวยขึ้นไม่ได้ออกทีวีไม่มีใครรู้จักไม่ได้มีชื่อเสียงที่มากขึ้นสิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุขได้เข้าใจได้ความรักได้ในสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
ไทยประกันชีวิตเชื่อในความดี
Wow, yeah. See, life can be so amazing and touching. You need not to do very big things, okay? But totally depends on how you live, okay? This is very important, especially for us as a Christian. I want to encourage you to embrace the life that God has entrusted to you.And to live it out moment by moment with wholehearted authenticity, honesty, and integrity. But many times, people cannot live better because we have a special reason. This is so-called one day I will syndrome. People always say,One day I will go to church. One day I will believe in Jesus Christ. One day I will pay effort to study. One day I will live for God. One day I will serve in the church. One day I will spend time with my family. One day I will care the needs.And one day I will concentrate the things of eternity. One day, God, one day I will be a good Christian. One day I will. One day I will. And one day I will. But time flies. Nothing we have done. Why not today? Why not today rather than one day I will?One day I will is always our excuse in our life. I still remember a Bible story when the giant Goliath shouted to the range of Israel, Why do you come out and line up for battle? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. This day, I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other. On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israel people were dismayed and terrified. Only David has the courage to react. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." But Saul said, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. Now is not the time. Now is not the time. One day, you can. David, maybe one day you can." Saul was thinking from the earthly view. You are still young, just like you guys. But David was thinking from the above, from God. Even he was young, and honestly, he didn't have any experience, but he understands God needs someone to fight for. Not one day, but today. Today is the time to win the battle. David clearly understands. So from the earthly view, now is not the time, and always say, "One day I will." Sometimes we are in the comfort zone too long, and develop a habit of comfort or even laziness. So we always say, one day I will. When someone invites you to be leaders, or someone invites you to be committee members, or someone invites you to be a deacon, but you say, I'm still young, one day I will. We do need some courage from the above, from God, and step out from our comfort zone, and then you can experience the power and grace from God. Courage from God help us to live better for our limited time on earth. If we have only 1 month to live, I think we will have a more clear picture about the priority in our life. When you prepare to migrate to other country, what will you do? Will you continue to buy some new furniture for your old house? Will you make decoration for your old house? No. We will not do that. Because we will live. We will live to migrate to other country. Okay? What we should do is to prepare. Is to prepare for the future places, right? Understand this. We may make better use of our time and not wasting it in the things that are much meaningful for the eternity. I still remember the day when I was young, in your age. I like playing computer games, always. Sometimes I play overnight. I still remember at that time I played the right now PS4, right? But at that time, no. We have the Sega. Yeah, the Sega. I like to play football. I have a virtual team in the computer. Okay. I like to play playing computer games. But when I realized that I need to best use of my time for the meaningful things and for the eternity, I starting to change my priority. I started to spend my time to care people. I starting to spend more time to serve. I still remember one time I went to a hospital. Okay, I went to a hospital for nose surgery. Okay, this was a this actually was a bad experience in my life. I cannot use my nose to breathe for 4 days after this operation. You know, blood continue coming out for the first 2 days, and painful as well. But this was also a wonderful experience. I served for my first time in the hospital. Honestly, I can use my time to bring how bad the surgery. I can complain the service of the nurse, okay? And also, I also have reason to complain God, why you make me have this surgery? But I didn't do that, because this is not my priority to use my time in my life. I still remember before I admit to the hospital, I realized that this surgery should have some meaning in my life. So I just pray God that let me understand and experience how I can use my time in the hospital. I still remember the first day I meet a teenager, and we have chance to chat to talk about Bible. I spent 2 hours. I still remember I spent 2 hours to preach the gospel to him. I think he should be a bit bold, but yeah, because 2 hours. Yeah. But he refused. Finally, he refused to accept. Yeah, because he thinks that it's not the time. Okay, I can tell you, I feel a bit disappointed. But fine, it's okay at that time. The second day after the operation, an old man came to talk to me. He will have the same operation, the same nose surgery, but he is so afraid because he had heart disease. So I prayed for him and suggested him also pray to God for his worry. When I discharged from the hospital, I visited the old man and talked to him again. He said that he thanks God for his protection. He said although he left God for a long time, almost 40 years, but he experienced that God didn't give him up. So he will go back to church with his daughter. He promised. So this is wonderful. I don't think that you just talk to a stranger in the hospital, and then we have that kind of changing in his life. But the story not yet finished. 1 month later, I go to the clinic to have my nose checking. I meet the teenager again. He told me that he just believed in Jesus Christ several days ago. And then I invite him to my church, and now he is our church leader. It is so amazing, right? You won't expect a bad nose surgery will come up with two people to convert back to God. You cannot imagine. I can tell you, if you have a clear priority in your life, you will definitely see the difference. I encourage you to think seriously, using this coming week, to have reflection before God, your priority in your life. Okay. Listen so long already, right? Listen so long and you are still alive. So this means that your life had not yet ended and finished. Hope that today's message can enlighten your passion, especially 2016, this year, new year. Hope that you can be enlightened, okay, to live better and no regrets. Finally, I give you, that one, the way it just starts. Kalba said, though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. Yeah. We cannot go back. Okay, we cannot go back. But we can start from now on. What you use, how you use your life, okay, you will have a brand new ending. May God bless you all in the new year. Now turn the time to Reverend John. Hope that John can pray for us. Okay.
Shall we have a moment of reflection and then I can close the service in prayer? Let's pray together. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would teach us to number our days, that we will gain a heart of wisdom. Lord, that you would show us how brief and transient our life here on earth is, then we would make wise choices and live wisely. We ask this in your Son's name. Amen.